Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we're talking this week about intention setting. And we talked on Monday about just living your life with intention. And that means defining your destination. So before you can get where you want to go, you have to define where that is. But a lot of people have challenges just getting clarity around that destination. Or if they don't have a problem with the destination itself, they struggle with how to get there. Right? What kind of path do I take? What plan do I put in place? And so I found that it's very helpful to tune into your subconscious mind. Right? Our conscious mind is what we think of as our thinking mind, right? Taking care of the tasks that we have to do, things that we consciously think about. But our subconscious mind, that is responsible for processing all your body's activity. So when we talk about things like, you know, kidney functioning and your heart and your liver and all those things that are happening in your body, and it does all that on autopilot. You don't even know what's going on. You know, it's very, very high level in terms of its function. But what we know is that it's far more powerful than your conscious mind. So what I'm suggesting to you is that you start to tune in and utilize your subconscious mind to drive you where you want to go. And one very simple way to do that, before you go to sleep at night, pose a question in your mind that you'd like answered. You can't figure out what it is that you want to bring into your life. You know, ask yourself that question. Ask for clarity around what it is that you want your life to look at. Or ask for clarity of once you understand what that is, you know, look for a direction in terms of what action to take or what plan to put in place or what to do next. And I would just ask that question, ponder that thought before you go to sleep, and then go off to bed. And when you wake up in the morning, before you start your day and before you get into anything else, just tune back into that question and see if anything is there. It's a gut feeling very often. It just comes to you. It may be in your mind. And it's not something, again, this is subconscious. This is not conscious. So it's a very different situation and you have to tune into it. But with practice, you'll get good at it. And it's amazing to me. My late coach, her name is Joan King. She taught me this. And I would go and I'd be pondering what I should do next. And she always said this, ask the question before you go to sleep and look for the answer when you wake up. That simple. Your subconscious mind is so powerful. Use it. Use it to figure out where you want to go. Use it to make decisions. Use it to figure things out that your conscious mind isn't capable of. Try it and let me know how that goes. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe and you can get there on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your desires. And I'm asking you for the opportunity to be that person for you. Just get here every day. Make the commitment. It's 3 or 4 minutes. It's very simple. And just get here and focus on getting where you want to go in your life. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about using commitment as a means to set your intentions. But for today, I just want you to think about what we discussed. Figure out what it is that you're unsure of in terms of a direction to take or where to go. Right? You're trying to figure out where you want to go in life or you're trying to figure out how to get there. Pose that question before you go to sleep and really tune into that question. And when you wake, the first thing you do is tune back into that question and see if there's anything there. And if it doesn't work the first night, try it repeatedly. Every night before you go to sleep, and then every morning when you wake up, tune into that same question. If you want to take a deeper dive on any of this, just go to my website at joelbrookman.com and tune into the weekly discussion.